WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly sunny here today with a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Topping the news, two Nebraska men were apprehended early this morning after they wrecked their vehicle near Crescent after allegedly robbing a motel in northern Cass County. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports that around 11:40 p.m. Thursday, the America's Best Value Inn, located at the intersection of Interstate 80 and Highway 71, was robbed by a lone black male who displayed a firearm and demanded money. The suspect left with an undisclosed amount of cash. The Cass County Sheriff's Department and Atlantic Police responded to the scene. Based on information from the initial investigation, the Cass County 911 Center was able to alert area law enforcement officers in southwest Iowa of the vehicle description and suspect description. At about 12:05 a.m., an Iowa State Patrol trooper located the suspect's vehicle near the Minden exit on I-80 and tried to initiate a traffic stop. The vehicle fled, however, continuing west on I-680 at speeds of near 130 miles per hour. The suspect vehicle then proceeded south on I-29. A Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy was able to successfully deploy stop sticks at the 62-mile marker of Interstate 29, partially disabling the vehicle. The suspects then attempted to enter Nebraska but failed to negotiate the I-29-680 interchange. The driver lost control and the suspect vehicle rolled several times into the median. The two occupants of the vehicle required extrication and were transported to area hospitals for treatment of their injuries. Troopers said the passenger was partially ejected from the vehicle and suffered critical injuries. The driver is expected to be okay. Charges are currently pending on the two occupants of the vehicle, who are said to be from Omaha. The driver of the vehicle also had several felony warrants out for his arrest. Now, the same suspects were allegedly involved in an incident which occurred in Stewart prior to the Cass County robbery. Information on the incident in Adair County is not currently available. The Cass County Sheriff's Office was assisted in its investigation by numerous other law enforcement agencies, including the Atlantic Police Department, Iowa State Patrol, the Audubon County Sheriff's Office, Council Bluffs PD, Pott County Sheriff's Office, Iowa DCI, the Harrison County Sheriff's Office, Missouri Valley Police Department, Omaha PD, Omaha's Police Department Gang Unit, and Omaha Helicopter Able 1, along with other rescue agencies. News time is 7:09.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Unless the Atlantic City Council decides otherwise, the Cass County Fair Board will be required to pay a nearly $3,100 building permit fee for the construction of a new cattle barn on the Cass County Fairgrounds. The board had requested the fee be waived, and the City Council, during its meeting this past Wednesday, voted to turn the matter over to the city's Personnel and Finance Committee. That committee Thursday evening took no action on a recommendation to approve the request, citing no fair way to an equitable way to apply the current ordinance to the Fair Board's request and the unprecedented nature of that request. Committee member and City Councilman Sean Schaus asked if perhaps the Board of Adjustment could possibly waive a building permit fee. City Administrator Doug Harris said that board can only waive what they are authorized to waive, such as variances.
But there is a provision that they have the discretion to make de minimis changes in those requirements. We don't have anything in the ordinance that says here's the fees, but the council has, or some other body, the power to make de minimis adjustments. If you just do it, you're kind of throwing out the ordinance, and anybody can come and say, well, these ordinances are only, you know, are all up for discussion. The council can waive any of them. I kind of put you in a very difficult position. You know, you're always constantly having people bombard. You say, I want this waived, I want that waived. I mean, it's not always a good precedent. Right.
And if it's done haphazardly, according to Harris, it will, however, open the door to all the ordinances being open to interpretation. Schaus said, and the committee agreed that regardless of which nonprofit agency asks a building permit fee to be waived, there is no logical way or justification for it unless the ordinance is rewritten to better define how the fees are to be assessed.